Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Our system of government was not created to ensure that one man would lack accountability, could rise to the highest level of government in our country, and that would then constitute a cloak of impunity. This is just simply not, it's at odds with the very concept of our country. That's King George. And so this should have been a slam dunk. The fact that even Jack Smith clearly is concerned that given the Supreme Court, it may not be a slam dunk, made me very uneasy reading this filing.
Thank you, Gwen Ifill. We did not get raptured. That's the bad news. We are still here.
I was praying.
I was hoping that the right people would get raptured. I mean,
was the rapture supposed to happen during the eclipse? Or was it? Oh, I see. Oh, also, I heard in right-wing world that illegal immigrants were using the eclipse to sneak across the border because it's dark.
Oh, yeah.
Because they couldn't just wait till, what's that other thing? Night, when it's dark, you know, again.
For that a happens good 12 hours.
Did they have to explain to Brian Kilmeade that that happens every day? That it's just the sun
again.
Goes away, and then the sun comes back up, and then it goes down again.
Oh, it's back. Ooh. There was a Dairy Queen that literally said, it's the eclipse, not the apocalypse.
I was a little bit hoping to get raptured, because I just...
Well, you wouldn't get raptured.
No, gosh, no.
I tried to grab someone's ankles. Just
leave
ride.
Clothing on the floor outside so people freak out like you were raptured up.
I went out and took a picture of...
You did. You
and
showed
I showed it
to me.
You and you were like, oh. Well.
It wasn't that dark.
The light got weird. The light got a little weird.
Yeah, well, everything's gotten weird and everything's gotten dark. So how can you tell the difference when there's an eclipse? Oh, my God, we're almost at the end of our democracy.
We only had 53% coverage here.
Seriously. Seriously. It is a bracing time to be alive, isn't it, everybody?
It's something.
The fact that the special counsel, Jack Smith, and all of these former
19 generals.
Generals, etc., have to write to the Supreme Court to go, hey, you know what? It's... would be good as if we kept our democracy, you know, and our constitution and stuff. And then, I mean, the fact, like, Sherrilyn Ifill was saying, it is, we have 15, it is depressing. Mm-hmm. It's depressing that we even have to be here, that our democracy is swinging by a thread, going, what is this Supreme Court going to do, these bunch of right-wing hacks, in addition to the hack in Florida?
The reason I found the filing depressing is because this is a case with no legs. This was dealt with in great detail by the Court of Appeals. This should have been summarily handled by the Supreme Court. And it is a testament to how reckless this Supreme Court has become, how unpredictable, how far out of the mainstream it has become, that the special counsel felt it was incumbent upon him to create backstops.
And then 19 retired generals and officials have filed a 38-page amicus brief with the Supreme Court opposing Trump's immunity from criminal prosecution claims, saying Trump's immunity argument is, quote, an assault on foundational commitments.
Yep.
That they should even have to say this to the Supreme Court. It is just, it is terrifying where we are this morning, right? It's just, and the whole thing, RFK Jr.'s, you know, director of his campaign caught on tape saying this is to help Trump win. Vote for, you know, for Bobby in blue states. So Biden, you know, so the, what do you call it? President's picked by the Congress and they'll pick Trump. Mm-hmm. They're just saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
I don't, can I just say, Karen in Chicago, I agree with you on, I'm only listening to comedians for news. They're doing a way better job than the rest of the media. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Rachel Maddow did a whole piece yesterday, which I agreed with on, what's with the headlines right away, like Trump's moderating on abortion? No, he's not. Oh my God. First of all, he clearly has no principles of any kind. He brags about overturning Roe v. Wade. Just this whole, oh, let the states decide. Now he's saying nothing about a six-week ban, which before when he thought that was a good idea, he spoke out against that. Are you kidding me? Of course he'll sign a national ban.
Of course he would. Yeah. In a New York Minute.
Right. He has no principles.
He has no principles of any kind. Nope. He just knows this is a political loser, so he's trying to...
He made a political decision yesterday and not a principled decision.
Yes. Media, what are you doing? No, he's not moderated. Let the states. He's moderated. He's not. Oh my God, I can't.
Meanwhile, Pence is furious at him.
Oh my God, Lindsey Graham, and he's furious. He's oh my God. Has he released any pictures yet of Lindsey Graham? What's going on? Has he released the compromise? Okay. Can I just say because
is it with a dead girl or a live boy?
I'm going to go with the live boy.
I'm with you on that.
But anyway, I just thought it really is true, Karen. You're right. The comedians, and this is why this is a good time to launch Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. I hear tickets are going fast
they
in Minneapolis.
Yes,
hurry
get
for
them
the
while
very
you can.
For the very first stop with Alpha Liberal Cliff Schechter. We're very excited. But I'm telling you, I know that comedians have always been the truth tellers, but to try to get your mind around everything, this is Seth Meyers in 90 seconds to get your mind around where we are this morning. Here we go. That'd be 18.
18, yeah.
I don't have an 18.
Oh, my goodness. I will get it to you. Apologies.
All right. Well, that was quite a wind-up and a setup.
That was. Wow. That was like a two-minute wind-up for nothing.
Hunk
for
of nothing.
I apologize.
It's on my list.
I know. It's on the list.
It's not in my...
It's not in the thing.
Sorry.
So, right. Do you want me to do the other thing than the thing?
Yes.
Okay. Please. I'll do the other thing.
Are we calling audibles now?
We are calling audibles at this point.
She'll have to me in a second or two.
I'll be over here stealing third base.
Sorry, I apologize. Let me just, that's on me.
That's all right. It's death of democracy, 1,000 blows. You're just the last cut. It's fine. Okay.
Way to go, Jody.
Jeez. I don't feel guilty at all now.
I didn't sleep. I've been down here for like an hour.
I know.
You knew it was going to be extra C-wordy Tuesday. I mean, you knew it. If ever. When you said see you next Tuesday...
Uh-huh.
Yesterday.
It's right? Tuesday.
Yeah. No truer words were ever spoken, I tell you what.
Okay, I have 18 if you'd like it.
All right, fine.
Well, here we are, you guys. Donald Trump is now the presumptive GOP nominee for president again for a third time, despite the fact that he's a twice-impeached, four-time criminal indictee and racist who's been found liable for fraud and sexual abuse, banned from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years, owes over $500 million in fine, took millions from foreign governments while he was president, tried to extort a foreign country to interfere in an election in 2020, and encouraged another to help him win in 2016.
Yeah. Oh, continue, please.
He actively undermined the nation's response to a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and let a deadly disease spiral out of control. It's about to go on trial for breaking campaign finance laws by paying hush money to cover up an affair during the 2016 campaign. Orchestrated a months-long coup attempt that culminated in a violent insurrection to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and install him as an unelected dictator. Stole classified documents and obstructed attempts to get them back. Has never once won the popular vote and has been routinely rejected by a majority of Americans in election after election. Spews deranged conspiracy theories about everything from climate change to immigration to vaccines to windmills. Glitches on three-syllable words, two-syllable words, and one-syllable words. Cheats at golf. Can't spell his own name, his wife's name, or the words indicted, education, unprecedented, stolen Denmark, Kentucky, or tap. And is, on top of everything else, the single weirdest and most off-putting human being on the face of the planet.
He's weird. He is weird.
He's weird.
And boring. He is just the weirdest creature. Oh, my God. But doesn't it make you feel like, oh, yeah, it's okay, it's not me. Crazy pills that I still can't. Like, wouldn't you feel like you woke up from a coma or something and someone told you this whole thing? You'd be like, no way. Shut the front door. What? See, scared you. Hi. Okay. Jack Smith had to argue to the Supreme Court, who should have not even heard this ridiculous immunity argument.
Bless you. Bless you.
I'm allergic to fascism. Pardon me. Trump has put forward a novel and sweeping theory of immunity that lacks any historical precedent and refutes the vision of the country that its founders intended. He writes, to the a bedrock principle of our constitutional order is that no person is above the law, including the president. Nothing in constitutional text, history, precedent, or policy consideration supports the absolute immunity the petitioner seeks. He accuses Trump of putting forward a radical suggestion that presidents in general should be assured they're immune from prosecution for any criminal acts taken in office, arguing that would free the president from virtually all criminal law, even crimes such as bribery, murder, treason, and sedition. Mm-hmm. I think he's covered all those, by the way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The absence of any prosecutions of former presidents until this case does not reflect the understanding that presidents are immune from criminal liability. It instead underscores the unprecedented nature of Trump's alleged conduct. Thank you. That's why it's unprecedented, because we've never had such an unprecedented crook in this position before.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So this is, Supreme Court will hear these arguments April 25th, just taking their sweet old time because, you know, what's the rush, right?
And aren't they going to rule like in July?
June, July.
Right, and then Trump's attorneys will respond with some other bolt.
And they could hold off until the next term, should they desire.
The good news is his latest spaghetti against the wall did not stick. The New York trial will go forward, fingers crossed, next week. It's right in 6 days on Monday. What was this latest thing? I don't even know what they... Let me see what this...
He tried to...
Okay. Trump was handed the defeat by a New York appellate judge who denied his bid to delay the start of his criminal trial in the state. Judge Elizabeth Gonzalez, one of the many women saving democracy currently. Thank you. Ruled on Monday that Trump's trial will proceed as planned, with jury selection beginning on April 15, dealing a fatal blow to his efforts to delay the case and seek a change of venue. Norm Eisen said, hey, too much pretrial publicity, move this case. Of course he was going to try it. By my counts, this is his ninth delay tactic. How many more are you guys betting on before Monday? How many more? We're up to nine delay tactics.
The source of that pretrial publicity
That's what Norm Eisen said. Yeah. He said it wasn't going to work because Donald Trump himself is responsible for so much of the pretrial publicity. It was a dead loser from the get-go, as are all his ridiculous legal arguments. Mm-hmm. He's like, I keep inciting violence against the judge and his daughter, and then people are talking about it. Now there's too much publicity, so now we got to stop the whole thing. Okay, sorry. You know what? Have you ever had like both eyes start to just hurt right here? Just a little piercing.
I'm starting to bulge out like Barbara Bush.
Yes. I'm scooching my butt on the floor. Okay. Wait. Where's the? Where is it? Oh, this one. I just have to because it's part of the our out of the gate this morning. What's her name? Rita Palma, RFK Jr.'s to whoever. I just go with. Start with 10 and then 11. I mean, on tape! This is on videotape.
Videotape.
If the Republicans accepted the fact that New York, Maryland, Illinois, California, New Jersey, Connecticut, most of the Northeast is going to go blue, why wouldn't we put our vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden and get those 28 electoral votes in New York? The card's a little wrong. It says 26 electoral votes. Give those 28 electoral votes to Bobby rather than to Biden, thereby reducing Biden's 270.
Right, and then?
And we all know how that works, right? 270 wins the election. If you don't get to 270, if nobody gets to 270, then Congress picks the president. So who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick if it's a Republican Congress? They'll pick Trump. So we're rid of Biden either way. Does everybody follow that?
Yay.
Okay. Oh.
Whatever happened to...
It's the end of democracy. Isn't that funny? I love that little giggle at the end.
Whatever happened to getting the most votes? Whoever gets the most votes wins.
They're admitting the point of their campaign is to get Trump reelected.
The point of their campaign is effery.
Yes.
And that
to use a Kennedy to end democracy in the United States. I mean,
so everybody vote for a Democratic legislatures for the next term so that this doesn't happen.
Okay. I got a letter from someone that knew Bobby when he was growing up.
When he was sane?
Right. Was there a period? Maybe.
I think so.
Okay.